Hello, I'm Eddie.
I'm Dr. Sharp.
I'm Meg.
And I'm Donovan. This week on the Athens podcast, we'll be discussing fairs, carnivals, and I guess the likes that go with that.
Yeah, like what's your ideal...
Pig race. I'm going to talk about pig races.
What's your ideal pig race?
All of this and pig races. We'll talk to you soon.
Just thinking if could somebody do an acapella, could a group do an acapella version of the theme song?
Yeah.
What do you think definitely. It would sound like?
That's what,
the bassy part really sounds like somebody's going boom.
That's absolutely a job nice. For YouTube. You can get one of those groups that do that exclusively and be like, hey, will you do our theme song for us?
Yeah.
And they would totally eat it up because they'd give them more content.
Like the Glee Club. From the show Glee.
Yeah, I like this idea. I think I'll have it done.
Shop it out. Shop it out to someone on YouTube.
Is Glee still a show?
I don't think so.
It couldn't be.
It's because they have the Masked Singer now.
You're probably right.
I've never seen either of those shows.
I'm glad you brought it up again, though.
But they me too. And they kind of just seem similar to me in these ways. So.
I think
you got a Rasta like hoodie on, and you're talking about my Rasta.
I know. Okay. I wasn't upset about it.
Oh, it sounded confused.
Oh, I sometimes when I'm complimenting someone, they think I'm making fun of them. So I'm used to it.
Gotcha.
It's that Valley Girl.
It seems like I would
it
accent.
It is.
It's just hard to tell
that
if it's you're being ridiculed or not.
Wild.
Yeah.
Oh my god, exactly. Eddie, is that a Rasta shirt?
The way you said that like makes me think like we don't know each other at all. It's like you're introducing yourself. You know, sometimes when I compliment people, it sounds like an insult. And we're like 10 years deep in a relationship.
It's something that you probably already knew about me.
Oh.
But our listeners didn't know.
Right. We have a rich history.
We do.
What's your favorite moment with me?
That time when I was like, is that a Rasta tiger on your shirt?
I was like, how dare you?
You're like, yeah, I was wearing this shirt with him.
Speaking of the thing we were discussing with that, I was recommended a local golf course today. I guess it's in Elberton. Is the best golf course to go to that's in the area.
No.
There's no wait lines.
Oh, okay.
Everywhere else has a pretty long queue.
That
but
sounds
Elberton,
like a bad golf course.
He says
you just
it's
have
about
to go
on,
a little further out.
Now, this is not a golf joke. He says it's on par with the other ones. But the only difference is... it doesn't have a line because no one in
you
town
don't
golfs.
Get to decide what a golf
I mean,
joke
can't
is.
You?
So even if
I
was a golf
I wrote,
joke.
I've written a golf joke. It involves Nine Inch Nails.
I was going to say, that's your premier joke.
It's not my premier joke. My premier joke is the Pirates have great corn, but it's a real ripoff at a Buccaneer.
Right.
Okay, that's...
that's
I really
that's
think of
the
NIN joke, though. This reminds me of how yesterday I was talking to somebody about how I went to every like arena concert in the late 90s. And the one arena concert that I was sorry that I missed was Nine Inch Nails and David Bowie.
Yeah. Like people rave about that.
I was too, honestly, I was too scared to go. That sounds frightening.
My boss raves about that one. He was like, when Nine Inch Nails was done slowly, everybody like was leaving the stage, and then all of a sudden it was David Bowie's band. Like they just switched like
I
that
mean,
way.
I feel so dumb that I didn't go.
That is just so cool. I can't even believe that you didn't go. Yeah.
I know. I just thought
scared of.
I thought Nine Inch Nails fans would be too.
Yeah, you should have just bought one of the balcony tickets.
Yeah. Well, remember moshing? It could get pretty violent. And I felt like NIN was like, that was like the most violent moshing
it was. It was.
You don't think so? No. It was Offspring.
Only Woodstock 99 did it get that bad.
Well, also, like, I mean, I feel like Nine Inch Nails fans, like, I knew a few real fans, and they were, you know, pre-emo. You know, they were less mad and violent primo. Than... Exactly. Yeah, they were primo. They were more sad.
They were, yeah.
They were just tortured individuals. I disagree. They were...
They also tended toward Tool being Tool fans.
I think that this is
the Nine Inch Nails fans tended more towards Tool.
There are many hairs that can be split.
That's probably on true, this Eddie. Topic,
but to agree with Desi on this, I feel like it's because there is like a goth root in it, and goth is like the pre-emo kid.
Exactly.
And as far as like violent and fans, they were all violent in like the late 90s because that was like the music and like. What was going on? So like any band that had like an aggressive sound, they were getting violent.
To say that I wasn't into the more aggressive sounds. Like Nine Inch Nails was probably the most aggressive band that I would have considered going to.
Okay.
So
yeah, but you didn't.
But I didn't.
So
you know. You know. So screw me.
You didn't miss much except for David Bowie.
Did you see David Bowie at all after that?
I never saw him.
See, yeah, you missed getting two birds stoned at once. They say.
Yeah.
I saw an Of Montreal concert where they only played David Bowie covers.
Oh, so it sounds like you went to a David Bowie show.
Nope.
You and Meg have that in common. Also, not only are you both really big Beatles fans, neither of you have seen
David Bowie. Oh,
but. You know, interesting. Wasn't Keanu Reeves in a band?
Dog Star.
They opened for Of Montreal at this show.
Oh, it was weird. That is a double bummer.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the Of Montreal.
I do too.
Portion. I mean, they played David Bowie covers. I kind of wanted them to play their music, though, which was kind of like, oh, you're just doing David Bowie today. Okay.
I heard
they should have told you when you bought the ticket.
Yeah, it should have been announced in advance.
It really should have.
There was a sound in my headphones. 15 people just unsubscribed from the podcast. And I don't blame
them. Well, we got one hanging in there, right?
They're all Nine Inch Nail fans.
Well, we've already alienated that audience as well.
What about Marilyn Manson?
By Meg calling them NIN multiple times.
Were you scared of Marilyn Manson?
I just wasn't interested in Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, think the Christ Child.
I think I would have been. Yeah, I would have been a little hesitant to go to the concert. I feel like would not have enjoyed
that is
the crowd.
Like one of the most aggressive concerts you could have gone.
Definitely,
like, as far as like mainstream music,
definitely
goes. Like, ugh.
A Marilyn Manson concert?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I've never been to one.
But
I name a song of his? Could anyone name a song of Marilyn Manson's?
I don't know the name
I can,
of it.
But I'm not.
The song,
Jesus Christ Superstar.
The Sweet Dreams Are Made of These songs.
That's a cover.
The biggest one.
That's
but it wasn't. No, he didn't. He didn't.
That's a cover.
Didn't he change the lyrics?
No.
Though? Oh, but yeah, Sweet Dreams Are Made of These. That was like his kind of his biggest hit, though, don't you think?
What about We're
I don't
all,
even know it.
We're All Rock Stars.
The Beautiful People was probably his
the
biggest
beautiful
hit.
People. The Beautiful
That was probably his biggest hit.
Relative to the size of your steeple.
Honestly, I. Yeah. All of these are new. I'm like, somebody covered Sweet Dreams?
As I Lay Dying was just blasting through this whole time.
In my mind?
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. When everyone else was like listening to this, I think that was probably what you were. Like, you were into that sort of music.
I knew of Marilyn Manson.
Were you ever a Sunny Day Real Estate fan?
I don't know what that is.
Okay, good. So I'm just trying to get your roots
That's
here.
That's very emo.
I've never really talked with Eddie about like his musical roots.
Like what I was doing in the 2000s.
Marilyn Manson was solid 98, 99.
Yeah, 98 through 2001, yeah. I would say.
Right. So, wasn't Rage Against the Machine? Oh, okay, let's not
talk
about
that. Leave them
those.
Alone. I really dislike that band a lot. Okay. Let's leave it at that.
I went to a System of a Down concert to see the Mars Volta play.
Yeah, there you go.
And I was apprehensive about it in the same way that you were, because I was like, System of a Down sucks. I don't want to see them. and I don't want to be like associated with that band. But then like I really wanted to see Mars Volta and it was worth it. So had we known each other, I would have encouraged you to go just to see David Bowie.
I mean, but also my mom was taking me all these shows. So right. I think it was also yeah. like a fear of exposing her to something.
She didn't want to see Nine Inch Nails. Yeah, those are the nails that nailed Jesus to the cross.
Yeah, well, let's well, leave this one on the cross.
Well, not
well, they so. Had like the most explicit song on MTV.
I plan to go to the Dollar General tomorrow to buy an electric fly swatter because and a small sieve. I'm going to try and make a static grass distributor.
A static grass distributor.
Exactly. So when you're making dioramas. And to get the grass to stand on end, they make like these large units that are fairly expensive, and it just makes the grass fall out pretty much statically charged. I figured out how it works.
So it stands up straight.
Exactly. So by building one, I figured out how
it
works.
So you can make a lawn.
Exactly. It charges, you know, the piece of nylon as it falls out, and it creates a little field of like electricity, not electricity, but static, you know, energy around it, and it makes it fall down. And by like learning how to build one out of a bug zapper, like it was really interesting to like think about because you have to make a copper nail that goes down to the base of the diorama and that is like your negative charge.
Right.
And then you have a metal sieve where you have the positive charge that you're dumping it out. So as you dump it out, you know, it pulls it down on end and you make a little static diorama.
So what do you have a diorama in mind?
Yeah,
I'm
working on a samurai diorama right now.
And they're in the grass? What's the setting?
They're made of
grass. It's going to be a single guy, and right now I've only put rocks down.
He's not married or like dating at all.
Yeah.
Is he on any apps?
He's on Tinder and Grindr. Wait. Those aren't complimentary.
This was the 15th century, so I think that he was probably like sending letters out on like pigeons and hoping that somebody would like grab them. You know, they were love letters.
He could have very easily been a, what's the one where they cut it off?
A eunuch.
Thank you.
I don't think that
the samurai were eunuchs.
So actually in this.
Probably not.
I've learned quite a bit
about
this.
You need all that.
Yeah, you need the tea.
Since I'm painting these little guys, I've been watching a few different samurai documentaries to figure out like the different parts of the armor and shit. So I have to pay attention to what's going on. In the
Are they in black and white?
And I guess no, they're not.
Oh, okay.
The men who I've painted.
No, the samurai movies.
They're not movies. They're documentaries.
If you were just painting them in black and white,
but the pictures
just fuck
of
off,
the
right, like black
there's
and
no
white
pictures
painters.
Of the samurai.
Most of the samurai.
There's no such thing as a black and white painter.
Okay, when did
most of the samurai were married?
Are there still samurai?
No,
they're done. Okay,
that was during the feudal system. It's like, are there still serfs?
Okay, I mean, I really know nothing about it. I'm not ashamed.
No, you shouldn't be. You should ask the questions.
Exactly. So the best way to describe it is like feudal Europe is pretty much the same thing was going on in Japan.
Okay.
And I know, we talked about bi-weekly podcasts, but do we possibly have too much stuff to talk about right now?
Like, yeah, it sounds not like it. We should go once a month.
I like what we're talking about. Yeah, keep going. Don't stop.
I sounds like I've been cut off by the producer.
No, I feel like I have a lot more questions about your samurai.
No, please
habit.
Do. Please come on.
And we haven't even.
Like, we're not even.
Well,
part
this
of
will
the
be
the
last
topic.
Thing.
Okay, well, to answer the initial question, in the documentaries I've watched, they usually had wives, and the wives were also trained in like the samurai way.
Okay.
In fact, the like most recent one I was watching, like they gave a whole like scenario, kind of like Unsolved Mysteries, like because it was just like a family that had like been killed in the thing, and like the woman showed like scars of like using a sword. Like
so,
in
there's
the fight.
Written history, but there are no, as you said, no photographs.
There's no photographs.
Okay.
But they have the first the photograph, 1800s, 1900s?
Yeah, I think late 18.
Cool.
Or, yeah, okay, you said 1500 before was your setting.
There, yeah.
Okay.
There's a lot.
And they used to just paint in black and white. Like, they would do... They would do, like, paintings of people, but they'd only use black
and
white.
I'm going to paint this whole samurai army Kurosawa style, so it's going to be in black and white.
Yeah, and that was, like... a higher art form somehow. They were just like, whoa.
You guys, I need to buff up on my
samurai. So since we're doing
here.
Plugs here, If anyone listening to the podcast would like a miniature painted, call us at, what's our phone number?
706-521-3716. That's 706-521-3716.
I manage this line.
Athenspublic@gmail.com.
Hit us up.
Oh, yeah. That would get you back. To
we'll talk about pricing.
Diorama.
The diorama line.
So there's some rocks, and then there's, are there multiple level, spatial levels?
There's going to be. I've actually just glued down rocks right now because, you know, rocks are in the ground. They're not just sitting up on top nice and neatly.
So I don't know what you're talking about anymore.
His diorama.
I know, but yeah, you're like,
she's asking
getting
me
into spatial levels.
Yeah, yeah, they're like, is there like a foreground, a middle ground, background? To
right
the
now,
diorama?
I'm just doing it on top of a base of like a Copenhagen can, pretty much.
Okay.
And so I've glued down a bunch of pieces of kitty litter.
I like it. Those are the rocks. Did you mix the glue with dirt so it looked more authentic?
Actually, I glued it together, and then I took some of the dust of the kitty litter and sprinkled it against the side and
get it off.
So Desi, do you want to talk about anything with me while they're talking about this?
Okay.
I was just thinking about like kitty litter and how kitty litter, it's gross straight out of the box to me.
Ooh, yeah.
Well, this comes out gross.
So
especially the clay kind.
This is just the straight clay. This is just clay kitty litter. It doesn't have the scent.
Man, Johnny Cat litter. Kitty litter is disgusting. You know there's like non-clumping kitty litter?
Yes, this is I'm using.
Where it's like the pee just kind of settles at the bottom of the box and you have like sludge that you have to kind of dredge out.
That was the way all kitty litter used to be.
In the 1800s or the 1500s?
Exactly.
During the time of the samurai.
Exactly.
You're using
that's why he's using
kitty
it.
Litter for a period.
Okay. I'm going to say this over here. That's why they ate the
We just lost
half a listener.
That's our like pro samurai pro cat litter.
Okay, so would you just dump out the cat litter every time, or would you pour it out?
No, you just like accumulate the sludge, and then
you throw the whole thing away.
Okay,
throw it all away.
Do you use like the tin turkey pans? Or like an old Avon box lid or something, so you can just dispose of the whole thing.
Okay.
Throw the whole thing away.
Yeah, I was not privy to that when I first got cats, and I'm like, why is this cat litter suck?
And it's so cheap at the dollar store. It's literally like £5 for a dollar. I'm like, Johnny Cat? And it looks like a PBR can, like it was the colors and everything. I was like, dude.
Yeah. What?
And then it sucks so bad.
That Johnny Cat is cute.
And it stinks. Like it smells like clay.
This is Johnny Cat.
Oof. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was cleaning the cat litter today and I'm like, it was clumping and you know, I'm having trouble scooping all the shit and piss out. And I'm like, this is already pretty difficult. Like, why would you want to like
make it harder on yourself?
What it still exists because it's cheaper.
Yes, exactly. Hmm. And people use it to clean up oil. Like that kind is great for putting on oil slicks and stuff in your yard. Right.
Oh, really? Use the non-clumping for that?
Oh. You know,
because
okay,
it draws
a
lot. Like it draws it up into it a
lot more.
Oh,
it's that absorbent.
I grew up in the.
It's not clumping.
I grew up in Florida, North Florida, which is basically the South, and I grew up knowing that you're not supposed to just like dump your oil on the driveway or in the yard or anything.
In Florida,
like,
they taught you that?
Yeah, you have to clean it up with cat litter. It's a surprising thing. But Amal just recently, like, he got a digger and, like, regraded his whole lot and found lots of areas where they had just, somebody was just, like, dumping oil and, like,
oil slicks.
Used oil and used petroleum products into the ground. And so, like, a lot of the soil is just tainted with oil. And, like,
oh my gosh.
The groundwater is fucked and, like.
Whoa.
It's a really weird situation where it's like everyone knows about this and knows how bad it is to do, but or maybe not everyone, but
obviously not everyone.
North Floridians, sure.
Those people, those people didn't grow up in North Florida probably.
They grew up in North Georgia.
Yeah.
Which is worse than North Florida as far as oil slicks go.
So you think they were accumulating the used oil and then dumping it in a specific spot?
Yeah. Well, multiple, like two different spots in his yard were like just tainted with like used oil. the soil was, because he dug it up and was trying to redistribute it to like make it better. And then he's like, what am I going to do with all this like shit waste?
Yeah. Crazy.
It's Christ. Almost like the sludge that's at the bottom of a cat litter thing
right.
that you don't
bring
the,
it back.
The non-clumping cat litter
right.
sludge is what this soil looked like. And that's why I brought it up. But
yeah,
don't dump your oil in the dirt. You know what?
Good PSA.
If you're from Athens, you grew up here, you change your own oil and you dump it in your yard, stop doing that.
What do you do with it? Do you take it to
a
facility?
Yeah, take it to
any automotive
AutoZone.
Store.
Okay. Take it to Walmart. We'll recycle it. Like, plenty of places will recycle it.
Can you just put it in the garbage can?
No, you can't. No. That, because then the landfill becomes tainted.
But I mean, landfill is kind of already tainted. Yeah. People putting mercury batteries in there.
Yeah.
Speaking of things that shouldn't go in the landfill, I think it's time to move on to carnivals and fairs.
We should just have a podcast about things you shouldn't put in a landfill.
Yeah.
But remember we did that one about the charm, the place on.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that.
It's one of my favorites.
Take it there,
y'all. Yeah,
yeah. Take it there,
y'all.
We got
into that.
I was thinking initially, we did talk about festivals.
Yeah.
But a festival's pretty different than a carnival
or
a fair, you know? A fair, you don't know when it's coming to town. You know it's coming to town because, like, there's a semi
that
has a tilt-a-whirl.
You're not going for the act.
Well, and
you're going for the thrills.
We've done an amusement park as well.
Still different.
I know it is. And that's why this topic warrants its very own special.
Yeah.
Night.
Now that we've prefaced that.
Yeah.
It's fair season. We should all go to the... Is it fair season or
no,
is that the fall?
That's in the fall.
Yeah. Oh, darn it.
Yeah, I love the...
Aren't there any spring fairs?
Yeah, Renaissance Festival often
Marigold.
Happens.
Oh,
like
Marigold.
In
Marigold
February.
Festival.
Marigold
and the,
Festival.
And the Cherry Blossom Festival in
yeah.
as well.
Right.
Okay.
But fair.
I think as
Festival
far as
and fair.
Like
festival
fair.
Is spring and
it's
fair
well, okay.
is fall.
People call the Ren Fair Ren Fair or Renaissance Festival, though.
True.
And I'm going to lean toward fair on that one.
Yeah, it does straddle the line, though.
I think fair...
It
like,
straddles the line.
Well, what about Carnival, then? Because like Carnival... has its own worker that's not like the Renaissance Festival.
No,
okay.
I'm talking about, I wanted to talk about like fairs, like city fairs, where it's like the Ring of Fire comes to town.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
A carnival.
That's a carnival.
Oh, the Ring of Fire. Oh, like the ride.
Yeah,
exactly.
The ride, the ring. And,
and then they're
going
to they're going to
that's the
judge
carnival.
Some quills.
And then
no,
the
that's
gravitron,
the fair.
The gravitrons in
there. No, carnival is different. Fair is like rides. Carnival is like watch the tiger jump through the hoop.
Oh.
I thought that was a circus.
But okay,
yeah,
so
no, I think carnival
shit.
Is
well.
Okay, so no. I think maybe the fair has a carnival component, and
okay.
the carnival is the
I
guide.
I'm gonna have to look this
I
up.
I can solve
and
this because
the
people we call
solve our
the tweakers
misuse.
Who work there carnies because it's the carnival. Mm-hmm. They're not
totally.
Fair workers.
Yeah, they're the people
they're
who run the rides
the,
and
yeah.
do the games where
Let
you can't
you
win.
That.
The
Let
lowest
me tell you.
Caste in
yeah.
American society.
So yeah. when I think of the fair, like the Clay County Fair when I was growing up, it was all of those rides and the basketball shots that you would win a stuffed animal. And then there was also like a... agriculture section.
Okay,
where
you guys,
was, like,
I just figured it out.
That's the Coconino County Fair. That
this
happens
is
a, in the fall.
Yeah.
But you don't
so
know when
I'm
the
thinking
carnival's
like
coming.
County fair.
The carnival just fucking shows up.
The carnival could be any time. Okay, but here's what I think happens is you're going to have your county fair, you're going to have your local, you're going to have your 4-H participation, you're going to have like a local mm-hmm. cover band, you're going to have all of that
there's
stuff.
Like,
and then
the
you're going to rent the car, you're going to shop out the carnival.
Well, yeah, because the carnival knows when to show up because they're like,
yeah,
they're all driving around aimlessly smoking methamphetamines. Mm-hmm. So they're like, oh, like we've got booked. Like,
yeah.
let's drive from Montana to Arizona because they're about to have the fall festival in the 4-H, you know. The actual
so it's like
county
a component
fair.
Of the
yes.
county fair.
It's a component of the fair. But the carnival, you know, when they don't have anything better to do, they're like, oh, there's a Kmart going out of business. Let's use its parking lot to make,
whoa,
you know,
I mean,
a little bit of meth
okay,
money.
So I don't want to call out Donovan here, but...
This is Donovan.
The cat?
No, he's dead.
And I want to call him from the dead. I don't want to rise his spirit.
Dr. Sharp's
no, I want to. After Meg makes her proclamation, I want to read the definition.
Have the floor.
Meg's hot take.
Yes, I'd like the floor, please.
Please.
Okay.
Order, order.
I could really just be making a fool of myself here.
We'll find out.
But is there any correlation between carnival workers and a like certain culture?
What are you trying to say?
I don't just know.
Spit
I want to
say it out.
Fucking.
I
want to
say that our gypsies Nine Inch Nails? Are is the gypsy culture associated with the carnival culture?
I don't know anything about the gypsies. Maybe
I think
vagabonds.
Yes, you know. Like traveling show.
Yeah.
And okay. The magicians.
Okay, so
yeah.
Let me tell you something confusing.
And this is our segment called Dr. Sharp with the Facts.
Tells us something confusing.
Slight facts.
So carnival is a period of public revelry at a regular time each year, typically during the week before Lent in Roman Catholic countries, involving processions, music, dancing, and the use of masquerade.
It's carnival.
But in North America, a traveling amusement show or circus. He worked at a carnival, and this is where things get really weird to me. He worked at a carnival climbing Ferris wheels, which to me are fair.
Ooh.
Oh, right.
And working 18-hour days. So,
yeah, 18-hour days.
But fair and Ferris are not spelled the same.
No,
they're not.
So I think that there's a lot of overlap.
There
you know.
Is. Sounds like.
Although I feel like a circus tends, I think Donovan's right, like, tends to be, you know, really.
We're trying to abolish
the
it.
The circus
actively.
Has the live, like, big animals. Mm-hmm. Like
a circus is a traveling company of acrobats, clowns, and other entertainers, which give performances typically in a large tent. Okay. The tent component might be critical to a circus.
Yeah, fairs usually have structures.
Yeah, the tents at the carnival are the ones that the people who work there sleep
because
in.
We have fairgrounds. Because it's like where we want mm-hmm. all the carnies to.
Well,
congregate.
No, they're sometimes just set up in like a parking lot of like a place. I've seen a lot.
Yeah.
Like, especially like a out of business yeah. in town. They'll yeah. just blow the parking lot up.
Well, so for me, I grew up in Orange Park, Florida, which is a suburb of Jacksonville, Florida. And we would have like the Clay County Fair, which had all of the rides that we were talking about. And there was like an art and agriculture component where like schools would submit art and there would be pig races and a rodeo and a petting zoo and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then there was the Jacksonville Fair, which was downtown, and it was just rides, cotton candy.
Yeah.
And it was just like, they called it the Jacksonville Fair though. And it was like at the Jacksonville Fairgrounds, and it was, you know, half of what the county fair offered.
I feel like a fair imply a or truly the correct term is fun fair. I feel like a fun fair implies that there are going to be rides,
yeah.
whereas a circus or a carnival,
you usually sit for an hour and a half.
You don't really need a ride.
There's an entertainer.
So
even though at a fun fair there are sideshows and other amusements,
a slight transition, but. If we can move forward from just the definition of what we're
well, it's kind of important to know what we're creating.
Do any of you have like a standout memory from a carnival or fair that like stays in your mind that like defines the event to you? More specifically for me, I want to know your carnival experience. Like, you know, the ride portion, the fun fair.
Okay.
You know, I know you like the pig races, so please.
No, I've told that story before.
My first thought that I keep thinking throughout this conversation is how early on in our friendship, Desi and I went to a fair in rural Washington. And I don't know. I feel like this particular day, Dr. Sharp was not pre-doctor at the time, that she was dressed particularly,
we called her pre-doctor
provocatively
Trump.
Like, she looked really sexy on this particular day, even Thanks, more Meg. So than usual. I feel like you were wearing a really tight orange shirt.
And oh, yeah. Maybe. I like that shirt. That was a cute shirt.
Anyway, yeah. I felt like we were by far the youngest adults there. And we saw Three Dog Night.
I enjoyed that.
Cool.
I really enjoyed that.
And that was the story.
But that was also the time when I tried to bum a cigarette from a group of, maybe they were the younger, we were the oldest kids and we were the youngest adults.
They shot you down?
No, they gave me a cigarette and it was just a tube of paper.
Classic.
That is so good and such carnival revelry.
That I definitely attempted to smoke.
Maybe it'll work.
Of hilarious young pranksters those young lads are. Oh, man. I like that.
Have we ever talked about on the podcast how we were driving through the fields of
Rural Washington,
and we picked up some hitchhikers, and they were teenagers, and then one of them made fun of Desi's taste in Radiohead songs.
Oh my God.
And we scared them. Well, yeah. We scared them when we picked them up because we yelled at them to get in the car.
Yeah, they were just kidding around, like walking on
the
road.
They were trying to run away from us, and we're like, get in the car.
Like the moms you are.
You
were
hitchhiking, right? Get in the car.
This is get in the car. You're being too dangerous. I've done that to my children.
Desi, do you have a standout carnival memory?
Okay.
If you need time to think, I can ask Eddie.
Yes, ask Eddie, please.
Eddie, do you need time to think as well?
No, I have a couple. I'll do the Ring of Fire one, because have you been on the Ring of Fire?
Explain it.
Has anyone? How many people have been on the Ring of Fire? Voices.
I was thinking the Wall of Death.
I feel like I'm familiar with. Yeah, are these fucking rides?
No, okay. The zipper, Ring of Fire. Then there's that. There's that like sail or the boat.
Which one is the Ring of Fire?
The Viking gondola.
The Ring of Fire is a circle.
I've been on it,
and
it's just the big spinning one that tilts.
Yeah, and you're in like a.
It has two axes. Is it like a?
No, it's a vertical O.
It you just go like around and around,
and then it
in
stops
like a
you at
train.
The top, and you're upside down, and then it goes the other way.
Yeah, yeah. Okay,
and you're going
I went on all of them.
Yes,
and
I
was scared. Spin or something.
I never went on the zipper.
Is it an enclosed cage?
I've been on one zipper. I liked.
I feel like the zipper is going to make me throw up.
I called them
the Gravitron
eggs,
is going to make you throw up.
No, I love the Gravitron,
but it's
going to
make you throw up.
Okay,
I guess. Well,
I went on the zipper, or no. Never went on the zip.
You went on the Ring of Fire.
I went on the Ring of Fire, and this was my first roller coaster experience ever.
How old are you?
I was probably 14 or something.
What? This is your first roller coaster?
Yeah, yeah. I had avoided
Let the man
them
go.
At this point until then.
I have felt like it required explanation.
Yeah, no, I mean, when do most people hit? I think I had done Big Thunder Mountain
Did
before.
You see a vertigo?
What?
Was that your excuse? I had vertigo?
He was avoiding it. He said.
Oh, I said I'm avoiding it. I thought you said I had vertigo. It just came back to me.
I had been on Big Thunder Mountain, which isn't it's a Disney World ride. That's not a flipper. Like, you don't go upside down. So this is my first upside down roller coaster type ride. And I was pretty scared. Like, I was really concerned about, like, keeping my wallet in my pocket and like nothing falling out. Like, I don't know why I was so scared of going upside down, but
I don't know. Yeah. I was never afraid of roller coasters.
What happened on the Ring of Fire?
Nothing. Like, it's just
that was it.
Yeah, it's just it's a really dumb bad ride, I think.
Ugh.
And like they suspend you at the top for a little while to make you scared, and I was like, oh, this is so scary. And then after I got off the ride, I was like, why? That's a bad first experience on a roller coaster flipper.
I think if, yeah, I mean, a good first experience on a roller coaster would require you to go on like an actual roller coaster.
Right. Yeah. No.
You know,
since then,
like that went somewhere. So you feel like you're traveling.
Right. Like really across fast. The country. Like a roller coaster that starts in Georgia
and ends up in
California. An emotional
a five hour roller coaster ride.
So I realized that I had so many memories of fair times, but
I have a lot more stories.
The one I want to tell is I was in sixth grade and, you know, we'd go to the state fair every year and, I even performed at the state fair a couple times just to
a side note. You're not going to tell that story?
Nope. I'm going to tell the story of my dad.
Seems
like
you would tell that story.
No, I'm going to tell the story of the best haunted house I ever went to.
So it must have been a fall like fair right before Halloween.
All of them. Yeah, they were there. The state fair is always in October.
Yeah, Arizona. Mm-hmm. That's when harvest time is.
So my dad was like, Des, like, you're going to be blown away by this haunted house. And I was like, what? Like, cause you know, most haunted houses at fairs are like, short and they're stupid.
They
and
have
they're
those
not scary.
Mirrors that kind of distort what you look like. Like the,
that's just, well, that's the, that fun, the fun house. House. Oh, that's the fun house.
Jesus.
And so,
I thought that was the haunted house.
No,
nope. The fun
no,
house.
No, it was the fun house.
Oh
and
boy.
He was like, they have a new haunted house this year at the fair called the Asylum, and I was like, what? Okay, because I lived for like scary stuff, you know. I was like, yes. And so we go, and I just remember waiting in line like, what is, I'm like, I'm gonna be a different person after I go into this haunted house. Like, I'm gonna change, I'm gonna grow up a little. And we went through it, and it was like still the best haunted house I've ever been to, because it was all like mentally ill people, you know, and that is the scariest thing you can do, is walk through an asylum where all of the mentally ill people are able to come and get you. And
that sounds terrifying.
It was. And I got
it sounds
out
like Flagstaff, Arizona.
And I immediately bought a t-shirt and I wore it the next day to school with like deep pride.
That's cool.
Oh my gosh.
I wish I still had that shirt, honestly. It was really nice.
Donovan?
Well, I mean, I also have a few in mind. This is my first encounter with the Gravitron, but it also ties in with how carnies are a disreputable bunch of people. And like, I went on the Gravitron one time with my friend, and I was so impressed with like how it spins, and like you can go upside down on the wall and you get stuck, and it felt like such a new like experience. And then so like we go walk around the fair for like another half hour. I'm like, I want to go on the Gravitron again.
Yeah.
Like that's what's
been thinking
up.
About going on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we go on it again. And then, like, we're sitting on there, and as we're getting off, we compliment the DJ. We're like, oh, yeah, that Beastie Boys song. Because this one was one of the ones that had, like, the TV monitors in it.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
As you would spin, you could watch
you
music
could
videos.
See, yeah.
And we were like, that was, like, cool. Like, you played that. Like, that was so sweet.
That would be
and
fun.
Like, you boys like that? Sit down. I'll give you a free ride. So then we, like, go on the Gravitron again for a second time in a row. And then after that was done, he's like, we're going to get off. And we're like feeling a little funny. He's like, you guys want to go on again? How much money do you have? And we literally each gave him $2 a piece. And he let the Gravitron go. And then like another time, he like looks around and he just let it go for a fourth time with just me and my friend Wit on it.
Whoa.
And like at this point, like at the third time, we were kind of sick, but it was still funny and cool. Because you feel really crazy.
You do.
When you're spinning on like, for that amount of time, like your body starts to feel so strange and like wily. So by the end of like that was four times we had ridden in one night. And then like we had to get in the back of my dad's Suburban after that and ride home. And he was like really into having loud pipes on the car. So we had like my family all in the front of the car, so we had to sit in the back on top of the loud pipes. And, like, I had such terrible, like, vertigo, like, sickness and, like, the sound of the loud pipes. Like, to this day, I still feel like it was one of the worst I've ever felt in my life.
So you're saying that carnival worker was like, oh, I fucked those kids.
Yeah, I think he was intentionally trying to, like, make us sick.
Now, for me, the Gravitron was always the, like, most vomit-inducing
definitely
ride.
Like, no way. Not really?
It's fun.
The Gravitron. But there was...
I know.
I want to contrast it with the outdoor spinny thing that kind of raises up and turns to the side. And that one never made me sick. And I think it was like the outdoor versus indoor aspect of it.
Yeah.
Like,
the Gravitron, to me,
The problem for me with Gravitron was...
claustrophobic.
I don't know. It was just like... you were inside this thing, and then like,
and if you saw like, some, if somebody puked, they puked into the middle of everybody.
Yeah, I just know sky, and it's dark, and like they have the black lights in there. I remember one time some guy got out of his harness and like started walking around.
See,
the
I've never
walls.
Been with a harness. Like ours never like the one. At
yeah,
this
we
store.
Never had a
harness. No, yeah, you're
sitting,
just walking.
You're lying,
yeah, you kind of.
You're lying on a
flip,
bed or
like
whatever.
A flop, like a
and
bitch
the bed
to the next
rolls
one.
Rolls to the corner.
Up. But this one doesn't. I've never been on with a harness, but that happens. Yeah, the bed like rolls up.
Yeah,
I think ours faster. Had like optional straps. That
well,
you
it was
could wear.
Florida. It was Florida. It was Florida.
Yeah, there's more rules in Florida.
There so, needs to be, as there should be.
there needs to be. Yeah. So I want to say that for me, I think being on the outside, like. I'm more likely to get nauseous when I'm outdoors because I can see all the stuff that's not moving the
right.
way I'm moving, and it makes me confused. Whereas in the Gravitron, I'm like, yeah, this is just reality now. It's like being in outer space. It's like, yeah, this is just the
we're
way.
We're just a spinning planet
yeah,
now.
This is just the way we're all
this
moving.
This is my life now.
Yeah, exactly. I always felt like I could go for a lot longer than I was like, what? Just a couple minutes? Like, bummed
another,
out.
Okay, so another first time at the fair for me was eating funnel cake.
Ooh,
I'd never
yeah.
eaten funnel
elephant
cake.
Ear.
It's really
until,
good.
Until like I was 15, maybe. And that was also the time we rode the Gravitron. I'm like, ooh, funnel cake messes me up. But it was really just the Gravitron that was messing me up.
Well, it's also probably the funnel because they haven't changed that oil. Yeah. Like, they use it to run the vehicles. Then they put it into the fryers once they get to the destination and then put it back into the vehicle.
Okay, so can we talk about, like, our favorite, like, the needs we would have for a fair.
For
like
fair.
What do we need at our fair?
Yeah, each of us very like will say like
oh,
what
okay.
a need at the fair is.
I do like the okay, either I like the agricultural component and I like the prize winning like a lot of the fairs I've been to that I've liked have had you know like an art competition for students or something where it's just like, oh yeah, you can like win a blue ribbon in art or like maybe like the biggest pheasant
mm-hmm.
you know like
yeah
that'd be
or
cool.
like the largest pig this year and I kind of love the idea of like a weird competition
so it's that, almost like an oddity competition
yeah it's not like Special Olympics it's not
no,
like
no, no,
you
not
did
like
any like physical thing
no
you just like raised a fucking huge pig and like everyone's like go you
mm-hmm.
like you're kind of a freak like us
yeah that's sure like it's so and you know it's, it is no it's, that's also part of like the same thing as like
juried art too though like that's
yeah,
a
yeah.
separate thread
yeah
but, yeah
because they always also had dioramas like at the fairs and stuff and like that's almost like a freak culture where it's like oh good like you spent all this time like
oh my gosh, are you going
like,
to enter your diorama
no.
into a fair? You
no,
need to.
Yeah, the little.
No.
We need to get a diorama competition at the like, local fair.
I think that as far
the
as
the local
like,
fairs in Elberton.
What would help our fair be better is maybe a like four-armed worker so they can work better and like put things together and just work harder is like a if we can find a race of four-armed people to work
oh,
exclusively
man.
At our carnivals.
You know, another
so
thing
way,
about the Gravitron is that you're all staring at the carnival operator.
Exactly. So if he had four
he
arms.
Oh, he's in the middle?
He or she.
Yeah, yeah. They are in the middle.
Is in the center of the spaceship
Oh, that makes your story creepier. Yeah, exactly. I thought he was outside.
No, he's in the center.
And they don't rotate. They just stay stationary.
I'm not sure about that.
I am completely sure.
Okay. That's how this exactly played out too. Okay. Because he was like DJing the music.
Yeah. And there's like a strobe light on them.
Yeah. Okay.
It's why I think they're creepy, probably. But also, I've read stories.
Yeah, I
was good friends with a carnival worker. We'll have to cover this topic in a part two. Because the stories that, like, my friend, I was a young man. I called him Brent 28 because I was 19 and he was 28. His name was Brett, but everyone was like, oh, Brent. So I called him Brent 28 to, like, get his name and his, like, weird name out there. But, the stories he told working at the carnival.
For another podcast. Tasteful.
I kind of have three things I need at my carnival.
Okay, let's hear.
Or our fair. The three things I need at our fair are, one, some really badass interactive ride in quotes, like that Wicked Haunted House, or even I've had a blast on some really good fun houses before.
Me too.
Like if they're pretty long with like interesting rooms and stuff, I'm into that.
I like those mobile fun houses.
I liked the one we went to for Adult Swim.
Oh, that one was freaking creepy. I just remembered that one. Yeah. It was very crowded in there too. Yeah,
my favorite cup in your guys' house came from that.
Wow. The monster cup, we call it.
Yeah, monster cup's cool. So that is a need. A second need is I need some like situation where there's like costumes, like other mm-hmm. people like looking cool wearing costumes. Doing
like a costume contest or even a little
weird show,
maybe like a special day,
like a special day, or a cape day.
Sure, or just like that. Sometimes idea for the
Oh, man, we never talk about the pricing scheme.
Do you remember? No, just I'm not done. And the thing about I know, but there was this place called Rawhide in Arizona, and it was a restaurant, and it was like an old. But it was like in this old Western town, like there was a restaurant and then there were all these shops and stuff. But then they'd have like this shootout happen like every hour, in front of the restaurant.
I kind of remember this.
Yeah. I loved this place mm-hmm. for that. The theatrics of it all, I need something theatrical to happen there.
I'm going to say that elevates this to something beyond fair level.
Well, like, it doesn't have to be.
That's a little unfair.
Yeah.
It's a little unfair.
Yeah, I like that idea. It's almost like a...
It's too good for a fair.
It's almost Chuck E. Cheese-esque.
Yes.
Where, like, Chuck E. Cheese, you go to his house, but instead Chuck E. Cheese is coming to your motherfucking town.
I'm in Chuck E. Cheese's house, okay. But Chuck E. Cheese is in my town.
Is that what Chuck E. Cheese is? You're going to Chuck E. Cheese's house?
I'll consent.
No shit. You just figured that out.
Okay. But only if it's there's got to be a robot component to the
That's
play.
Fine. I'm
because
into
I
the robot.
Because I feel like it's got to be a little janky.
Okay.
Did you have a third?
Yeah, my final requirement is the best corn dogs in the world.
Right on.
So I mean a hot dog on a stick on site. Yeah.
And yes. they fry it in front of you.
Yes.
The dude holds it and like maintains eye contact.
The and people then pulls in costume it out and hands are it like to the you. Hot dog on a stick workers. Since they already look like idiots, you can just be the person in costume.
Perfect. Man.
Ooh, Eddie, boy. Do you have one?
I already did one.
I'm sorry, the final one. Meg, that's you.
Desi just really elevated this fair for me.
Well, you got it.
Yeah, because I was thinking fairs were perfect the way that they were. And then when Desi brought the interactive elements into it. And
no,
that
that's
you
amusement
could enter...
park level. Like, it's got to be a little shitty, though.
No, yeah. But they're like, how about you, like, the idea of you enter into this you enter into the theater when you get your ticket, and then they're like playing a game with everybody in
that sounds fun. I like it.
Premise.
Love
okay,
it.
I don't know if this happened anywhere else, but it just reminded me of something that I completely forgot about, which was when I lived in New York for 1 year, there was this deal where there was like an Assassin's game played out in the city. Was that a nationwide thing in like 2007?
No, that was a New York thing.
Okay, so yeah, it was anyway, it was like, I don't know how you even got onto playing it, but like people, you would like go in a bar and you'd like, it was kind of like serving somebody like, do this. And then it's like, oh, I just killed you.
Oh, you just got like, assassinated.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. Wow. That's fun.
Oh, seven.
Anyway, but something like that. Should we... Where you're in you the fair an and you're trying game? To kill something.
Okay.
Okay. So we're going to call this fair of ours that travels. So since we have the characters and stuff, we're going to call it the, the Think Tank Fair. Anyways, can we do the segments now?
Yeah, we can, but really quick.
Go quickly.
Okay, really quick.
Really quickly.
Well, people responded about what they wanted in a fair, and... Sarah Whitaker said, I'm really glad you asked. I'm looking for shade primarily. And
that is an important component.
Also, lots of spinning rides, which surprised me. And then Jenny Rushing said, a good petting zoo with well-cared for animals, not the sad wheel of tiny ponies. Oh, cry face. And
I
then
like them.
Kimberly Collins said, a contest where the prize is a tiny pig, a real one.
Like a teacup pig?
Yeah, nice. but only people who would take good care of it can enter. Maybe where you have to guess its weight. Oh, and accessibility for families with special needs and air-conditioned breastfeeding and pumping tents.
Right on.
And changing stations for babies and healthy food truck options.
Okay, all right.
Wow.
Well.
That's
you're gonna need a six-armed worker for all that bullshit.
No, I'm just thinking that is a little like amusement parky. Like we wanna gotta keep it shitty for the fair, so we can only do three of those things.
That's our motto
that
for
pig
this
is
fair.
Going to somebody who's not gonna take care of it.
Yeah. All right. So I've got how much fun. Is the Ring of Fire ride.
Oh, good.
And the, you know, Calvin 6670.
Okay.
Joined the 31st of August, 2015.
I just think that's a strange number choice. I want to say.
Yeah, of course it is.
He writes, I really want to ride it, but I want to know what it's like. How comfy and tight the harness. Do you feel like you move a lot in the harness? How scary is it?
You're really giving a character to this.
Calvin 6670.
What is the scariest part of the ride?
Great.
I'm guessing those are the last four of his social security.
Or like his like pin code for his like bank card.
What is the most individually me?
I know. I think he wanted to go 666, but he felt a little like, ooh, better go 6670. Like he's trying to like throw.
He's subversive.
Yeah, he's only half subservive. He's like 1 foot in the grave. Right. Subversive.
He's only slightly interested in
so
Satan.
Physical replied.
Physical?
Mm-hmm. Any numbers?
That's cool.
Yeah, is that just straight up spelled
what's the
like
what
physical?
What site is this, by the way? I want to know the site.
ThemeParkReview.com.
Physical.
What did physical say?
You know, the new park models are pretty decent as far as fair rides go. I actually prefer them to Zamperla's Hawk. I don't know what that means. We could probably Google it.
I bet Calvin 6670 does not know either.
What you get in the bathroom from a carnival worker.
So that was the first paragraph. Here's the second one. That wasn't even a paragraph. It was two sentences. Manual control. So you're kind of at the mercy of the op. I'm assuming.
Operator.
But the last few times I've been to... SFGA and then in lowercase DV.
Who is this dude?
Not sure what that means. The ops on El Diablo were pretty decent. weren't making it just whip around far too fast, in parentheses, which is my major complaint about Zimperla's model. It goes around far too fast for my taste, end parentheses, and gave us some pretty decent hang time, along with a very good stall at the top of the loop.
Oh, yeah, there is there some finesse to the operation of these rides.
Wow, you're in with physical?
Physical?
Yeah, physical has convinced me I need to have a little combo with my carny before I ride the ride.
You should ride him for his glossary. Physical will send you his term glossary.
Oh, yeah, I need that.
But, you know, there's people that think about this shit more than we do, right? That's what we're looking for.
We gonna follow this with a snack?
Oh, wait, no. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I can cut some of this bread out.
Okay, while you're doing that, can I just pay homage to other people who responded to
this? Oh, yeah. Everyone who responded should get their voice heard.
So Renee said that her fave rides are where you spin fast enough to become weightless. She once went on the Gravitron 12 times in a row at the Coconino County Fair.
That's disgusting, from what I've heard.
Okay, she also says, and I'm going to second one of these, other things aside from rides involving levitation, cotton candy, heavy flirtation. Fairs are very romantic zones to me, which I agree with. Like, you meet up with like people, like you like pass by the same people.
I asked for a kiss at the top of the Ferris wheel, and then I ended up dating that person for a number of years.
That's awesome. Yeah, I think any place like that, like I've had that happen at like, you know, water parks and stuff.
Made out in a fun house, for sure.
Out in the fun house, totally. Exactly. Screaming. The scary rides kind of suck, but it's cathartic to scream with strangers. And going down the big slide on the burlap rug, which I totally forgot about.
Static City.
And
that's,
also,
that's
like,
going to give you static grass in your beehole. Uh-oh. It's okay.
Thank you.
Wow. Whoa. Pimento loaf or Kalamata loaf. Kalamata loaf. Jonathan's having a Kalamata. I don't think all that salt's good for him.
Here,
just saying,
just
not
this.
Judging.
Are you in a hole?
I'm watching a cat eat an olive right now, everyone. Oh my god. Is she okay?
Let's not worry about it.
A large rat just bit up on our friend Meg.
Oh my gosh. This is a lot sweeter than I thought it would be.
I can't get it. Put it in my mouth. It's
Eating bread on air is not the
no. It's not that
attractive
it's the,
sound.
Well, it's like you're chewing a lot of gum, it's the odor. Like I just did.
Here we go.
Whoa!
This is Dr. Sharp's next.
Oh, one thing I should probably tell you is that it's not just olive bread; it's fig olive. So that's why it's so sweet.
I haven't had a fig yet.
I haven't either, and I'm kind of grateful.
Well,
no, I thought it was just olive, and I'm like, why are these olives so sweet?
I've never had a bread that has vegetables or fruit or pickled vegetable, is it? Like a loaf, like it reminds me of like a loaf of lunch meat that has the stuff in it, which I'm not a fan of that either, and I don't like this bread.
So wait, you have never had bread with olives in it?
No.
Have you ever had fruit cake?
No, this is not a fruit cake, and
it's
cake.
It's like one.
You know, I hate to make such a harsh, rash judgment.
No, it's
but
a sweet cake. It's a sweet cakey bread.
I give this bread 2 knives.
Wow.
Wow.
Do you just not like olives that much?
No, I mean, I don't like olives. But it's the combination.
It shouldn't call itself bread.
This is bread.
I don't know. It's like bread with like...
Jonathan likes it. He.
Dr. Sharp loves it. Although I will say I would like a little butter on it because just the outside's a little crispy.
I think it's delicious.
I don't like the saltiness. Yeah, I'm sorry.
You really like it?
I love it, yeah. But I feel like they shouldn't call it bread.
You didn't care that I liked it so much.
I love that.
I'm surprised Eddie likes it because it's so sweet.
Did you make this?
Mm-hmm. I did not make this.
This definitely has to be refrigerated at a very low temperature because between the yeast and the collard, like the olives and stuff, it's going to mold very quickly.
What?
It's just way, yeah, it's way too wet on the inside.
No, that's for, a good like, point. Because
like, it definitely needs to be refrigerated at it, like in like the crisper.
Okay, this is olive and fig loaf, unbleached wheat flour, water, colada olives.
Licking it.
Mission figs.
This is a common thing in our family. And during breakfast, he'll get on the table, and Zaffy goes, "Johnny's on the table!" Like, she can't say many words, but she says that very clearly. And then it's like a thing now. So, like, Middle-Ark says it, everyone says it.
Everyone says Johnny's on the table.
Yeah, I like that. That should be a catchphrase in every household.
Johnny's on the table!
I love it.
It's... like, it's intense.
Okay, this is Rise Baking Company. And note, made in a cottage food operation, not subject to state food safety inspection.
Yeah, I don't understand why.
That's why. That's
but
part of the-
I was telling Eddie when I brought this loaf home, I was like, I have a history. I had a falling out with the bread maker. And then I told him my falling out. And it was really stupid.
I didn't say that. I feel like no, it was your fallings out with people. Oh, come on, Johnny.
It doesn't take much to
Johnny's
fall out with
table.
Me. I said she closed.
Johnny's gross.
She Thanks. Once closed the refrigerator door at the co-op on me. Like I had it open. Yeah. I was picking a sandwich, and she like we were talking, and she gently closed it in front of me because I was letting out too much cold air.
Did she say that?
No, she did it. There was no talking about it.
Well, I agree with that.
Just happened.
Being a person who like works in like around cold lines and yeah. stuff, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Sorry.
What she did to Meg?
Yeah.
She embarrassed her.
She embarrassed her? I thought she just closed the line while she was letting out too much air.
That's embarrassment.
It embarrassed me. I couldn't show my face out of my house for a week.
Is that true? Wow. all right, so we have trivia?
Yep.
Do we?
Yeah, yep. This... Can we separate the cat and the loaf by chance?
It's so freaking like, gross. I had to stop paying attention to what was going on.
Somebody else do it. I own this cat.
I don't know the rules in this household. You just told a nice little anecdote about this cat doing this.
It was weird, like, what to do about it. You know?
Okay,
it was like,
okay,
do
yeah.
About it?
Let's do this trivia. All right. Thing.
You guys get it. We own this cat that does these weird ass things.
Like, eat
and we
your
don't have
freaking bread.
We don't
you just like let him lick all over.
Hold on.
First of all, everyone.
No,
not
could first
possibly
of all.
Be
that's,
coming over.
That's at least second
so,
of all. No, whatever you said was second of all.
Jonathan
no.
licked the entire outside of this loaf
yes,
of bread
but,
and then was picking olives out of the
yeah,
bread.
Like, out
and
of
I
the,
kept
like,
saying what was happening, and they'd go, "Johnny's on the table."
It's disgusting, and
let's just do the trivia.
We have two.
I kind of feel like you were the closest.
Trivia. We have two.
I
kids.
Was definitely the closest.
Trivia.
I didn't.
Trivia.
I
trivia.
Was just.
Trivia.
I feel okay. like we don't have time to mess with Jonathan. Like,
all right,
we're
guys,
not going to discipline him. We have a fucking.
You guys, I have five questions for you.
All right,
about this
few.
Guy.
Okay, yeah, give me him. Give me him.
Okay, I'm just gonna give these to Donovan.
Wait,
okay.
No, I want to see him. Okay. Is he? I gotta get closer. I don't know.
I know
don't
this man.
Say a word.
Don't
I know
say
him.
Anything.
Don't say
I know
anything.
Him.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait. Sit down, Donovan. What is my name?
Shmi.
Meg.
Doc.
That's me.
It is Mr. Smee. Meg's out.
Wait, what? Ooh. Who even is that?
Okay, shh. Find out. Just stay tuned and find out. Donovan, what movie am I in?
That would be Peter and Pan.
Oh. I thought he was... no. I don't know. I thought he was in the Seven Dwarves movie. Whatever that is.
Are you being funny right now?
No, I just didn't know what he was
okay,
from.
So what's your final answer?
The wrong one?
Okay.
The wrong answer.
Okay, Donovan's correct. Who is my captain?
I believe it to be Hook.
Who do I catch in my hat?
Tink, tink.
Mm-hmm. Who do I accidentally hit with a hammer?
Ooh, that's a toughie. The captain.
Yep. Got them all.
Oh, man.
End of the podcast.
Okay.
End of the game.
End of the show. Thanks for coming to our fair.
We made one for you and you didn't like it.
Keep it.
Hey.
Keep it crappy. Hey. Keep it crappy for the fair. Is that what the slogan was?
Keep this shit crappy. Woo. Thanks for listening. AthensPublic@gmail.com. AthensPublic.com has all the podcasts we do. You just look at that website and it tells you all of the podcasts you need to listen to. 706-521-3716. 706-521-3716.
Oh, also, there's a fantastic new podcast. It's Meg Brownstone Yoga.
Yeah, athenspublic.com/brownstoneyoga. Get that thing.
Also, hit that hotline if you want a hot mini painted by your Uncle D.
Yeah. We appreciate you listening, and we'll talk to you bi-monthly. Thank you.